Erica Kirk is sinking fast. Her best friends are publicly abandoning her. The trafficking history of key Turning Point USA staff is exploding into the open. And now, survivors are going nuclear. They're naming names, dropping explosive documents, and coming out swinging with zero mercy, and sharing the real history of the NATO base in Romania that allegedly ran a VIP underage brothel for politicians, diplomats, and elite contractors, all tied to Erica Kirk's Romanian Angels orphanage. The elite pulled every dirty trick. Treaties as shields, evidence wiped, witnesses gagged, and the conspiracy theory smear machine on full blast. It's all backfired spectacularly. Today, one fearless young woman who escaped the nightmare steps forward and starts talking. Flight logs, hidden cameras, secret visitor records. This isn't a scandal anymore. This is the conspiracy that can send DC into total freefall. No wonder Erica's demon eye gaze has returned. Before we dive in, join the TPV free speech community over on Soju. Soju is a digital space where ideas and information can take place without any annoying algorithms or restrictive rules getting in the way of free expression. Back in May 2013, Erica France Finau Kirk posted this heartbreaking photo on Instagram. A little Romanian girl, maybe 6 to 8 years old, standing in what looks like an orphanage room. Green shirt, pink pants, a stuffed pink parrot on her shoulder. Cardboard box in front of her. Caption, I have something special for you. Very special. Then, after the Charlie Kirk assassination, when the Romanian Angels orphanage story blew up the internet, Erica appeared to go on a deleting spree, cleaning up her social media history, dating back to the orphanage era, her time living in China, and many other murky time periods. Here's the part that should have everybody asking questions. Why did Erica Kirk delete that specific post? Why has she never followed up on her special little Romanian angel? Why the sudden silence around the entire Romanian Angels project? Was the post deleted because somebody realised the trail could lead back to her? Or was there something about this specific child that made Erica scrub her from the internet? When a public figure posts a vulnerable orphan child with a dramatic caption, gets massive attention, and then quietly deletes the evidence while the internet is investigating Romanian Angels conspiracies, it raises red flags. Especially now, as the orphans Erica once believed she could erase from her life are beginning to resurface. Some have even made new lives abroad in America, like the girl from the original now deleted image.
By far my favorite dress I ever had. 12 out of 10, 20 out of 10, I don't know. I just loved it. It was super comfy. The color on point, the gems on point. I just loved it.
She's not the only orphan from Erica's past who's resurfacing. Others are now stepping forward too, ready to share their life stories, each one with a powerful tale to tell. No wonder Erica seems to be unraveling in real time, now even appearing in public dressed like an assassin.
Every morning I wake up to a new headline lying about me. I have comedians dressing up in whiteface. I have people saying I'm not fit to be CEO. And I have Candace Owens claiming I murdered my husband. And the list goes on and on and on.
Rumors have been swirling for years. Allegations of trafficking with the charity. Claims of missing children from the Constanța orphanage. Whispers that she was banned from Romania. Questions about where all these angels actually ended up. Now, Erica's nightmares are coming true. Because her angels are all grown up now. And those who survived are emerging from the shadows. But quickly, before we get into all of that, anybody watching this should go grab their free email account at bmail.ag/r/TPV. BMail is the world's first subpoena-proof email system that even the CIA can't crack. It's beyond private, and it's set to revolutionize email privacy. There are some pretty cool email addresses to choose from, including at clinton.pizza, at epstein.pizza, and more. Go to bmail.ag/r/TPV to grab your free email address today. Now, you're about to hear from one young woman who made it out. Her story begins in the so-called orphanage and ends deep inside the base. Her name has been changed for her safety. She explains she was brought into the Romanian Angels program as a child, told she was being adopted, educated, protected. Instead, she was taken behind the wire of a NATO base and handed over to the men her caretakers called sponsors. For years, she was moved, hidden and raised until she escaped. And now, for the first time, she's ready to speak.
My name is Elena. I was 12 years old when they delivered me to that NATO base in Romania. 12. They dressed it up as an opportunity, a special place for important men. Instead, they threw me into hell wearing a cheap dress and too much makeup. They called it Club Paradise, a line of rusty shipping containers tucked behind the fences. Inside, flickering red lights, thin dirty mattresses, and American rock music blasting from cheap speakers. Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi, that kind of loud fake freedom sound that still makes me sick in my stomach today. The madam was pure ice. She never touched us, never raised her voice. She just priced us like livestock. Then she disappeared, leaving us with the men who paid. Some girls only lasted a few weeks. They'd be taken away in the middle of the night and we'd never see them again. No goodbyes, no explanations, just empty beds and heavier silence. We all knew what that meant. But a few of us survived. We grew up. We found each other later. Now we have secret WhatsApp groups. We're organizing. We're comparing memories, sharing documents, getting ready to burn this whole thing down. I'll never forget the night Joe Biden came through. The music got turned down. The whole container went strangely quiet. Extra security flooded in. Then he walked in beaming, that huge white smile shining under the cheap lights. Next to him was a famous Hollywood star, also grinning ear to ear with those perfect blinding teeth.
Elena has the details about Joe Biden's night of shame at Romanian Angels. He was Vice President of the United States at the time. He also happily posed for a photograph with Anna Maria Nuccio, a translator at the base who later blew the whistle about the child brothel. But who was the Hollywood star who entered the shipping containers with Biden? We have all the details after this important word from our sponsor. Since Chuck Norris's passing, I've been seeing so many tributes. And I recently saw a video he made and it floored me. He recorded it a couple of years ago. He was in his 80s and was still kicking butt doing longer workouts and running rings around his own grandkids. Meanwhile, the mainstream media wants you to believe that we're all supposed to be popping Big Pharma pills and fading away by that age. But they didn't fool Chuck Norris. He made one simple change that he says made him feel like he was in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she said she never felt better. She says she feels like she's 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day long. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/TPV or by clicking the link below this video. It will truly change the way you think about your health. The legendary Chuck Norris discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health by simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by clicking the link below or by visiting chuckdefense.com/TPV. Let's go straight back into Elena's account. She says she was 12 when Joe Biden enjoyed the perks of his office and visited Romanian Angels, the most notorious child brothel in the entire NATO network. He was also joined by another VIP, a Hollywood star with crazy intense eyes.
Then he walked in beaming, that huge white smile shining under the cheap lights. Next to him was a famous Hollywood star, also grinning ear to ear with those perfect blinding teeth. Sean Penn. I had no idea who he was at the time, just some American guy with crazy intense eyes. But the older girls pulled me aside afterward and whispered, "That was Sean Penn. He's a really big deal." I guess he was, if he was hanging out with Obama's vice president. Both of them looked excited, happy, like they were walking into the world's most exclusive private club. They laughed and clapped each other on the back. Don't forget, these two guys were standing in a shipping container. The madam herself came out, practically simpering, treating them like kings. I was just a terrified 12-year-old girl, trying not to cry, hiding in the corner. But even then, I understood these were not normal men. These were the untouchables. That night left a scar on my soul I still feel every single day. The shame, the fear, the way my mind fractured trying to survive it. I learned to disappear inside myself just to make it through. I still wake up some nights hearing that American rock music and those big, confident laughs. They thought we were nothing, disposable toys for the powerful. They believed their NATO treaties and their money would protect them forever. They were wrong. I'm not that broken little girl anymore. I'm a woman who remembers everything. And the other survivors, the ones who made it, they're done hiding. We're sharing proof. We're coming for all of them. The truth is coming out, every last piece of it. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm ready, and we're just getting started.
Erica Kirk's story doesn't add up. The media and powerful backers keep running cover, branding any questions about Charlie's death as dangerous or anti-Semitic or conspiracy. But the cracks are showing. Insiders are starting to speak, and they're saying the same thing. The official version doesn't hold. Then comes the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting, and suddenly it all comes back into focus. And Erica, shaken, rushed out, struggling to hold it together, just as the shambolic narrative starts to fall apart. She was fine the next day. But wait, what was the Israeli Fox News war reporter and IDF propagandist Trey Yingst doing directing the canine handler at the White House Correspondents' Dinner? For the record, this was the same canine handler who just so happened to talk to the shooter just moments after this, right before he burst through the open door. The whole scandal gets worse when you understand how deeply embedded the Israeli handlers are within the military.
They're lying about everything, everything, including the fact that Pete Hegseth's senior advisor at the Pentagon is an Epstein lawyer. And not just an Epstein lawyer, but a foreign agent. Seriously, that's who's running our military. A foreign agent.
Timothy Parlatori served as your private attorney, correct?
Correct.
And you appointed Mr. Parlatori as your senior advisor, correct?
He does reserve duty on behalf of the Navy.
His title is senior as an advisor. You gave him that title, correct?
And I would count him as very much an advisor of mine.
Yep. He travels with you, correct?
Tim Parlatori has been a long-term friend. He's a great patriot.
He travels
he
with you. That's
with
not what
me.
I asked.
He
I reclaim my time. He travels with you, doesn't
lawyer.
He? He travels with you, doesn't he? Correct? There's public Instagram that shows this. Just say yes.
Yes, of course.
Okay. He sits in meetings with you and advises you, doesn't he?
He sits in some meetings on occasion.
Yeah, well, he maintains a desk in an office in the Pentagon, does he not?
I'd have to check.
You don't know?
It's a big Pentagon.
He didn't have to go through the PPO process, the White House Presidential Personnel Office, right? He wasn't vetted by a White House PPO.
Uniformed service members don't get vetted by
the answer PPO. Is yes. He didn't have to be vetted by White House PPO. He didn't go through the Senate confirmation process either, did he? The answer is no. So when you appointed him as special advisor, he had a security clearance?
I don't, you're trying to piece together a timeline.
No, I'm asking a simple question. One of your special, most sensitive advisors, did he have a security clearance?
No, you're playing a gotcha game like you do on TV and everywhere else. You're trying to thread together details that aren't connected about something else.
Clearly you're concerned about my line of questioning, aren't you, Mr. Secretary? Because you know where it's going, don't you? He maintains a private law practice. Does he represent foreign governments or foreign persons in that private law practice?
I don't know.
You don't know. Somebody who's sitting in your meetings, a special advisor, you don't know.
The Pentagon is being run by a foreign agent.
A few years ago, I was chasing highly sensitive stories. Real leads, confidential sources, who only spoke off the record because their careers and their safety were on the line. I kept everything in regular email, the way most people do. Notes, interviews, strategy threads, half-formed theories. Nothing illegal, just journalism. Then, the investigation hit. Not because of what I published, but because somebody higher up didn't like where the story was heading. Federal agents showed up. Big Brother overreach at its finest. A fishing expedition dressed up as national security. They didn't need to hack me. They simply sent a subpoena to the big tech provider. And just like that, years of my inbox were handed over on a silver platter. No resistance. One compliance officer later, and every confidential source, every lead, every unfiltered thought was in their hands. That moment changed how I think about email forever. Your private inbox isn't private if the company storing it will roll over the second somebody with a badge asks. They're built for advertising, archiving, and easy access, not for protecting you when it actually matters. That's why Bmail was created by the world's leading privacy gurus at VP.net. Bmail made history last week when they sent the world's first real end-to-end encrypted email. It's the first email service designed from the ground up to be subpoena-proof. Thank God Hillary and John Podesta didn't use Bmail, or we would never have found out about Pizzagate. No plain text gaps sitting on servers, waiting to be scanned or surrendered. Zero knowledge architecture, so that even the company behind it can't read your email. Viewers of The People's Voice can sign up for the free tier and grab a custom domain that keeps your real identity out of it. At clinton.peace included if you want. Bmail is a game changer. Go to bmail.ag/r/TPV today and claim your free account.